This episode is brought to you by Vuori. Give the active people in your life something they'll truly appreciate. Performance apparel from Vuori. Whether they're into running, surfing, hiking, or even just casual walks around the block, there's something for everyone. And if you're not sure what to gift them, you can't go wrong with something from Vuori's Dream Knit collection. It's the perfect gift and so comfortable. Get 20% off your first purchase today at Vuori, Vuori.com/Spotify.
Hi, guys, and welcome to Your Receipts.
Your Receipts.
Your Receipts.
Yeah.
You got...
Sorry.
You guys know the drill. We're here to hopefully give you some advice in your situations and your dilemmas and stuff.
Yeah, we are.
So I'm not even going to start with Mama Mamacita Milena Sanchez because it just doesn't go right.
Okay, so it's your girl, Tolly T.
Audrey, formerly known as Ghana's Finest.
And your Mamacita Milena Sanchez.
Oh, how very sexy of you both.
I feel sexy. I'm just back from Miami, innit?
Got it. Welcome to Miami. Bienvenido a Miami.
Home of the city with the hottest on all night in the beat to the bike guitar. Welcome to my. And I just been back from New York.
New York.
Concrete jungle,
where dreams are made. Garden, close.
Concrete garden where dreams are made of. But yeah, this is not about us. This episode, we'll talk about our differences.
Yeah, we'll talk about.
And I just got back from Wales.
Hey, this is in England.
In it, local.
This episode is about you guys. It's your receipt, so we will talk about our adventures.
Another day.
So yeah, first episode, you know. Sorry, lads.
That New Yorkian mind.
Yeah, sorry, lads. First dilemma. I want my parents to get a divorce.
Okay.
Hello, ladies. I'm a listener from Nigeria. Bop, fucking bop. Bop, bop. And sincerely love your podcast. And of course, you guys, especially Milena. Wow, I feel upset. Fucking love you, bro. I'm joking. This may be a bit long because I have three dilemmas. Sister.
Oi.
And I would really love to hear your take on these issues, but I'll try to make this as short as possible. Thanks. Number one, my father not only cheats on my mother, but he was violent with her as well.
Oh.
We, her kids, only found out recently. She says he stops hitting her because she stands up to him more, and that the last time was early last year. Fucking hell. It's not news that law enforcement here in Nigeria is shit. We have begged her to leave him. She makes enough money from her business that she could, if she wanted to. A few years ago, she developed an issue with her eyes. And the doctor said that it's neurological, but she's denied having any head trauma. Fucking hell. She lies that she's staying for the sake of her children, but we already know that it's because she's a traditional Igbo woman who doesn't believe in divorce. What should I do to make her leave him? You know what? That's fucking depressing. That's really hard.
That is really hard.
I don't think there's anything you can do. I don't like, there are some traditions and some cultural things that are so innate. As in, it's like they pumped it into their blood. Like literally, that's what embedded. Like it's been pumped into their freaking system that they will not leave. Mm-hmm. It's like, I think it's them situations that only she can decide when she's ready to go.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what I was going to say. I was going to say something similar. Like, it's so hard. Like, when you grow up and you kind of like, because a lot of us grow up and we don't know anything about our parents' relationships until we're like older, and then we can start to see like, no, that's toxic. No, that's not right. No, they probably haven't been happy. But outside of her being your mum, they are still husband and wife. And it's like, there's really nothing you can do, whether she's your mum or not, if she's not ready to leave. Do you know what I mean? Obviously, the domestic violence side of things, that's very concerning. But There's nothing you can really say. If she doesn't want to, if she's not ready to leave the relationship, then she's not going to leave. And it's something that, it's a realization that she has to come to on her own, unfortunately. And sometimes you kind of just have to like in the nicest way, like stay out of grown folks' business. But I just feel like,
no, but because he's hitting her, that's
different. The only reason why it's making me a bit cautious. Like the other stuff, like there's like you can't, not that
him
you
cheating,
can't get involved.
You can do about that. Yeah,
not that you can't get involved, but it's like it's still their relationship, and it's like, ultimately, you're still the kid. But I am concerned about the domestic violence side of things. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. But if you've expressed yourself and she's, you know, she's strong in her conviction of not wanting to leave.
I just thought she must have been going through this beating for years.
And for like, them to just
for
find
you to
out,
be listening, I don't know, you haven't said how old you are, but like, I assume you're over 18. I assume. Yeah.
But she said it's been going on for years and they only just found out.
So can you imagine? Can you imagine her mum thinking?
Now, so I know it sounds really dumb. I just can't picture like an old, like, this
you
is something
they get tired of, like, kind of,
I know that sounds really stupid.
I know what you mean.
Yeah, I know what you mean. But can you imagine, like, her mum thinking now, oh, I'm dreading the time where my children are old enough to actually understand, actually understand what's happening to me, seeing it with their own eyes. And
now they've found out.
Yeah,
I think because she's saying that, oh, she's only going to, she's staying for the kids.
Yeah.
It might be worth you sitting down, like, ma'am,
we want you to be happy.
We want you to leave. Don't, if like, if there is any, because like you said, you don't think there's truth in that, but maybe reassure her that, like, honestly, ma'am, there is nothing more we want for you than to leave this man. So it's not like, don't think you're doing it for a favour for us. Like, we'll be okay. Like, we've got you. We're on your side. Let's go out of this together.
I think a lot of parents say that because, just to say,
it's an excuse.
You know,
they
love the person. It's
fair.
It's fair. And start again.
Or they can't imagine life without that person.
And then what the family are going to say.
But
traditions that come with it.
But she hasn't said that. She has had that conversation with her mum. So I think it's
worth. Try that.
So I think it's definitely worth saying it just in case she's not aware. And just be like, yeah, if we want you to leave, we want you to like enjoy the rest of your life. Like, I would put it in like, you only get one life. You've spent most of it being miserable.
Been beaten up,
enjoy
miserable.
Enjoy the rest
man.
Of the next chapter of your life. Enjoy it.
Yeah, and you're getting, you know? This man has literally made you sick.
Sucking
you've got issues
you.
With, your,
yeah.
with your body now.
Exactly.
And for what?
Exactly, for what, basically. It's hard though, because like you were saying, tradition, there's some things, like some people, honestly, they would rather suffer than break tradition.
No, legitimately. They would rather suffer and die than have someone say they went through a divorce.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like, they would literally
scary,
rather.
We live in a different,
we live in a different generation. Yeah. It's different, completely different. And like she said, like, the law enforcement in Nigeria is crap. So no police is doing shit.
Oh no, nothing. Nothing's
going to happen. Nothing is done to help them.
Figure out what you're going
to do. Like, absolutely nothing. I can assure you that one, absolutely nothing's been done to help. And I didn't even know. But her second dilemma. I think I might be depressed, or maybe I have some other mental health issues rooted in my early childhood experiences. I was sexually molested once when I was 8 by a neighbour. Fucking hell. God. And at the same time, I've been physically abused. I was beaten severely and severally and severely by pastors I went to live with because... My young mother, love her still, was convinced by these pastors that I was a demon possessed. Oh. Fucking hell.
Oh, I hate this stuff, you know. I hate hearing stuff like this. It really breaks me.
Like, my eyes are actually watering again. I believe this messed with my mind a lot because I was only 5 when it started and I was sure I wasn't possessed. But I didn't know when the pastors were seeing. My mum regrets this a lot and she thinks it's the reason I'm so withdrawn even as an adult. She's constantly apologising to me. I think my love life has suffered because of it as well. I'm 25. I've only had one boyfriend and I'm still a virgin. I'm not ready to tell any of my friends about the abuse. I don't have easy access to a therapist. How do I get out of this funk?
Oh, that's really, really heavy, you know. Well, if there's anything good to be taken out of this, is that I'm glad that your mum sees the error of her ways, because a lot of people are wrong and strong when it comes to this sort of thing. So if there's anything I can take from that, is at least your mum recognises that she was wrong and she's taken some accountability. Mm-hmm. Like, that brings me a bit of peace. Like, obviously what happened to you should not have happened to you. As far as the sexual abuse stuff, like, all I can say about that is that you're not alone. Like, loads of people go through that sort of thing, and it's really disgusting. It's such a violation and it's so vile, and I'm really sorry that happened to you. But you're not alone in it. That's the only thing I can say. And it's like, you don't have to do anything, but just trying to give some advice. I would imagine that, like, even writing this dilemma, because you're saying that not a lot of people know about it, do you know what I mean? So telling us must be kind of freeing in some sense
that you're venting.
And I think that what happened to you was not your fault. The person that did it is sick and twisted, and you just need to know it's not your fault. Like, there's nothing that you did that was wrong. It's the person that did that to you is a sick, vile, what's the word? Predator. And I just don't want you thinking that you had any responsibility in that. So if you're holding on to any guilt, then let that one go, because that person is sick and they'll be dealt with in their own life. Do you know what I mean? But this is not your fault. No. You're not alone in this. You don't have to suffer alone. and I'm just really sorry that this happened to you. It's just like a lot of layers, because aside from, you know, the sexual abuse, there's been physical abuse, there's been, you know, the weird stuff with the pastor, and then you're witnessing your mum get abused. Like, there's just a lot of stuff that has happened to you. And I know it must just be like, why me? Like, why am I suffering? But none of it is your fault.
Yeah.
And like, you don't hold on to that. That's not who you are.
Yeah. When you saying holding on, I don't know if you're a Christian, I don't know if this is going to help in any way, shape or form. You said you don't have easy access to a therapist. Again, I don't know if you're a Christian, but I think this might just be worth watching just before. It's a sermon from Transformation Church, and it is a sermon called Holding On. And it's just kind of like when it is to just let go. And like, I know that sounds ridiculous. All of these things have happened to me. Yeah. How can you expect me to just let go of it and be okay? And blah, 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 blah. And I'm not saying it's going to be fine, but it's just like, I don't want to not do the preaching justice, but he does a physical demonstration when he's holding onto all of these like balls and it's getting more balls being thrown at him. And it's kind of like, because when the Bible says something about there is a time to move on, it's a time to let go. And it's just kind of like, you just need to let go of it sometimes. And it's not like you...
This episode is brought to you by Vuori. Give the active people in your life something they'll truly appreciate. Performance apparel from Vuori. Whether they're into running, surfing, hiking, or even just casual walks around the block, there's something for everyone. And if you're not sure what to gift them, you can't go wrong with something from Vuori's Dream Knit collection. It's the perfect gift and so comfortable. Get 20% off your first purchase today at Vuori. Vuori.com/Spotify.
Hey, welcome to IKEA, where even this desk is circular.
Huh. How so? Looks pretty rectangular to me.
It's because we're always looking to repair, reuse, and relove our products, like buying back your IKEA items for store credit. Or shop our as-is section for great deals. You can even order free spare parts. Get on the circular path for a more sustainable future.
Still a rectangle.
Get started at IKEA-USA.com/circular. Visit IKEA-USA.com/circular for as-is information and buyback and resale terms and conditions. Spare parts not available for all products.
You might not necessarily be able to confront this person and be like, you did this to me, apologize to me, then I'll forgive you.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have to be like, you have to learn to forgive someone without them saying sorry to you for your own sanity.
Yeah,
because some people will never, not only get the opportunity to say sorry to you, but they'll never all say sorry to you. And I'm sure that religion and Christianity feels like fuck that because of what happened with the pastors and people saying you're a demon and you're this, you're that. So I can't even imagine you even thinking, I'm sure you think, bitch, did you not just hear me say, pastor just beat me, and then you're telling me about Christ? But it's just like, that's not Christianity. That's not, do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That was just whatever flawed view, whatever it is that they're doing or whatever. And because I'm just at a loss as to what else to suggest if therapy is not an option.
Yeah.
And yeah, I don't know.
I would just say, like, because obviously we're here and she's over there, obviously you guys that are listening, if you know of anybody that's connected in Nigeria that can help with this sort of thing, just let us know in the hashtag and search the hashtag and see if anybody comes up with anything. So I don't know what organisations are over there. I don't know what groups are up, but there's got to be...
I'm not convinced.
Something. I know. Africa, it's hard, but even,
or
if,
even
it's just,
if it's somebody that's gone through exactly the same thing.
Even if she's a friend or someone that's willing to, I just don't know. But I want to give something physical.
Yeah, something so she doesn't feel alone.
Yeah, basically. I don't know what to suggest in that sense, but I agree. I think that sometimes you do just have to let go of pain because it will eat you up.
If you don't
make the conscious effort to say, I'm going to let go of this, I'm not going to let this manifest.
I'm not going to let this.
Then. No one else is going to be able to do that for you. Only you can hold, only you have control of your life. You can't control what that sick, twisted person
really
did to you.
You
can't control what those pastors did to you, all the people that have done you wrong. You can only control yourself. And as a human being that's done nothing but basically suffer, you are entitled to happiness. And in order to get to that happiness, like Tolly said, you have to let it go. You have to forgive. You have to move on. And there are some questions you'll never get the answer to.
Yeah.
But you know what? It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
That's irrelevant.
And I think you emailing me like, how do I get out of this funk? It's a great first step because it's kind of like, I kind of want to be out of this. I don't want to be stuck here anymore. This is like a personal thing for me. I've recently made a decision to be like, I'm going to be a more willing participant in my life. Like sometimes I feel like you're just going on with things. Just like, I'm carrying on to this because I should still be angry because someone did this to me for years and blah, blah, blah. And I'm just actually, no, I'm like, I'm going to be a participant in this. I'm going to say yes or no and take control and be like,
absolutely,
this is my journey. Mm. Yes, things can come sideways, come from the back, blah, 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 blah. But like, if I know that I'm heading towards that, those things are just going to have to learn to just bounce 100%. Away from that sort of
exactly.
thing.
Exactly. Like, you can't control that, this life like that. You have to just live it, you know. Life is for the
living. And I, honestly,
That's it. Don't let someone have control over your life. This is your opportunity to enjoy it and make the most out of it. And the fact that you would give somebody that's hurt you that much power, like, that's my thing. It's like, I'm not giving people that have done me wrong power anymore. It's like, what do they say? Like, letting people live in your head rent free.
Do you know how long it's taken me to understand what that meant?
I'm like, nope, not anymore. Like, you don't deserve this.
Do you want about someone else but you drinking poison? Kind of like holding a grudge up as someone is that you drinking poison and expecting them to get sick, and expecting them to die.
Oh yeah. That even that makes sense.
Yeah.
It's true. Like, I'm not giving people no more free space in my head. You're not. They're not worthy of it. People because
they end up controlling everything. Because like, how you feel, how you react to situations.
Do you know what it is? Because when people abuse and stuff, that is a power thing.
Yeah, of course.
Do you know what I mean? So you need to relinquish that power. Don't give it to them anymore. Do you know what I mean? So it's, I know it sounds so easy to just be like, let go, but. If even if you start thinking that that's the goal, it's a step into starting. Do you know what I mean? So I really hope that helps.
Okay, so the third dilemma. I dated my ex on and off for about 2 years. During this time, he also became friends with my former roommate slash friend. He started dating someone else soon after we broke up. And who do I see playing bestie with his new girlfriend? My former roommate and friend. Nope.
Jeez.
Absolutely the fuck not. I explained to her that I thought it was very disloyal of her, but she said she's just a friendly person. She doesn't just cut people off.
Ah.
The only person who understands how I feel is my bestie, but other friends don't think it's a big deal. I started to think that maybe she's trying to stay close to him because he comes from wealth, probably, and has big connections. And maybe my friendship means nothing to her because I'm basically a broke bitch who hasn't done anything for her.
Shit,
I already stopped speaking to her, but I didn't block her on any platform. I might have been thinking this. Please help. Don't block her.
Don't block her. Just carry on doing what you're doing. Don't give her, again, another person. Don't give her, don't allow her to have that space
exactly
in your head.
Like, yeah.
You've got like enough things that you need to deal with. Don't even take this
just
on.
Just keep it moving.
But as I'm getting older, I'm realising that people's moral compasses are very
wild.
It is different.
Listen, guys, if you could actually see our emails,
people's moral compass in 2018, and that's one thing I've learned.
They're moving.
Everybody moves mad.
They're spinning.
And everybody's fucking selfish.
And everybody's
if it's
out
not
for
their
self,
way fucking self, they don't give a shit. There's so many things that happen. I'd be like, I would never do that.
Do you think that I could ever chill with my best friend's ex or even
for what, though? Even if he's got money, if you're not trying to scam him to get money for me too, you don't need to be there.
Yeah.
You don't need
it blows
to be
my mind.
Like, other
so
rich people.
And even if you are scamming him for money, I'm involved in this because it's me and you making the plan.
We don't need to scam anyone. Like, all of you could just stop speaking
just
to him.
Just find another rich person, man. You don't need to do that. Like, I just feel like that's so mean-spirited. Like, you know that this person's going through, like, there's been pain there with this person.
Yeah.
And yet you... because of your selfishness, you feel like it's okay to keep
and
them around
you. And
like,
do you know what?
And your loyalty should lie with me. Like,
do you know
what?
Right? Do you know what? To be fair to the other girl, if your loyalties don't lie with me, that's okay. Now I know.
Simple.
Peace be with you.
Don't even get into no argument.
Yeah,
it's not worth it. Sometimes
I've told
you
I don't
people.
Like this and you carry on doing it.
Yeah.
I don't see the problem.
Because you've said
okay,
it.
Okay, cool. That's a, like, I think...
Noted.
Mm. And also, some people... they don't know they're crossing your boundaries until you tell them.
Mm.
And once you tell them, hey, sis, that's the boundary. Mm. You crossed it. I don't fuck with that. And they say, I don't give a shit. And carry on
that
stomping on your
you
boundaries.
That, tells you
that means that person's not your friend.
Absolutely.
Or you can't kind of be, you can't be in
because
kind
even
or
if
in
she
kind,
was innocently thinking
is.
That she wasn't doing anything wrong. If my friend told me, like, and she was like, oh, Audrey, like, I'm upset about, like, the way you're moving with this, I would be so mortified. Like,
I'd be so embarrassed.
Like, the last thing I would want to do is be wrong and strong and be like, well, I'm going to talk to him anyway. Do you know what I mean? Like, so the fact that she isn't doing that tells you exactly where you stand with her. So I don't think you need to block her and be all dramatic.
Just know exactly
where to keep her now.
It happened to me with a close friend of mine. It's just, it is what it is.
Arm's length. arm's length.
Like, bruv, arm, chin, hair,
in
everything.
It.
Fuck away.
Arm plus leg length.
Yeah. Get the fuck away from me, Lem. That's what it needs to
you
be.
Can fuck right off, Lem. You can fuck right off.
Next
one. Next one. Hey, girls. Firstly, hey. Love the podcast. I've been quoting you guys and giving my friends the best advice recently because of you.
Hey. Aww.
So I'm going to try and keep this short. I was with my ex for 8 months. We broke up last June. Sorry. And he goes to the same school as one of my school, you know. He goes to the same school as one of my really close friends. When we were together, my friend... Oh, young people have got the best punctuation, man. When we were together...
You can always tell he's still in school by emails.
You can always tell because I'm reading this so clearly because of the punctuation's on point. When we were together, my friend... and my boyfriend were close friends and I would sometimes feel left out of their jokes and banter.
Oh.
We then broke up because he didn't love me back. Oh. Only to then, 3 months later, call me begging me to get back with him. I didn't and I'm happily single.
Okay.
After we broke up, my friend swore that she wouldn't stay friends with him as he really broke my heart. But 3 weeks later, they were on the phone until 3 a.m. and she was apparently consoling him.
Okay.
Skip to now and they're closer than ever. She stayed at his house. They text each other constantly saying how much they love each other, putting each other on their social medias, etc. They've even both got tonsillitis at the same time.
Get their lips in.
I don't know what's going on. Some of my friends think they've got together, but they won't admit it. Others think it's just fucking weird. Me too. I don't know who to believe, but I know I feel hurt by my friend. Thanks in advance. This is very similar to what the last girl
it
was
is very
through.
Similar, but the difference is, when we were together, I'm just going to read that bit again.
Mm.
My friend and my boyfriend were close friends.
So they've got a relationship.
So they had a relationship outside of her.
Mm.
Yeah, that's
so.
The only thing.
So.
but that's a good question.
Yeah, but you don't need to lips him though, shit.
We don't know if they have lips.
Their breath has been in the same proximity.
No,
nah,
they
clearly.
Might have just used the same spoon.
They've stepped to the same house.
So now you're eating pasta together.
They've lips him.
Maybe.
What's that film?
Scooby-Doo.
Dalmatians, whatever.
Lady in the Tramp.
Lady in the Tramp. That's the one.
Dalmatians. You guys are so dumb.
Just get Scooby-Doo. I knew it was something with a dog.
But wait, what is the rules of Milena's got a man? Before Milena got with her man, me and her man were very close friends.
Yeah.
Mm. Milena and her man break up.
I'm probably gonna say names, you know. I'm such a dickhead.
This is not a true life story. Milena and her man break up. Do I still stay friends with Milena's man?
I wouldn't expect you not to.
Considering we were friends before.
I wouldn't expect you to not be friends.
Yeah, but I think there's levels. Do you know what it is? I think that ultimately there's levels to everything you do. And I think that you just need to put sensitivity when you do things.
Yeah, but I think that's unfair for you to expect that.
I'm not saying that don't ever be friends. But damn, you can call it off until I've moved on. I'm not saying that don't be friends. But I'm saying I wouldn't want that in my face. So you can just be sensitive about it. Of course, once I'm over it and I'm moving on with my life, then go back to doing what you were doing. But this one just seems very wild to me.
Yeah.
I just think they're doing too much.
I say
they've both got tonsillitis,
yeah, but I don't need to know all of these. How does she know this information? How does she know they're at each other's house? How does she know she's at 3 a.m.? Why are you telling me about
this
him?
This is what I'm saying. There's something a little bit malicious about that.
If you have that friendship with him outside of me, keep that the fuck
over
away
there.
From me. Yeah. Like, I don't need to know the details of your friendships.
Exactly.
How is it? Yeah, it's cool.
Unless it was like that before, but I feel like she would have said.
Yeah, I don't know.
But either way, I just feel like. What you said, basically. It doesn't need to be in my face. I'm not saying don't talk to him or whatever, but there's levels to what you do. I don't need to see... I'm trying to get over someone and he's on your social media. So yeah. Innocently go to look at my friend's page for some solace and see
that
his
That friend
mug.
Doesn't give a flying fuck about her friends, really.
She doesn't. She's a friend. She doesn't give a fuck.
Do you know how many people I spend time with that I don't post social media because I know that, this is going to piss someone off. So I just don't post it.
So you just... Yeah. You're mindful, but
and it's not even like a purposeful. Let's say you go to a party, and you see someone like your friend you just talk to, but you're kind of cool with him.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
You never post him on your social media.
Never.
Like,
and if your friend asks, I didn't say hello to him.
Was he there?
I said hello.
I'm like, yeah, he was there. Or I'll tell her before anybody. I said, oh, he was here. We said hello to each other.
But that's what we do. I'll be like, our so and so's here.
Yeah.
Someone's here.
Audrey, you don't need to say that's what
do you know what I mean?
You don't need to be loud in your mouth.
You or any other friends. But I just think there's levels. I just think that there's no need to be mean. Like, I feel like but their friendship, there's other underlying issues because I feel like she's trying to rub it in this girl's face. If you're going through a breakup and I know your man, I'm not now going to be like, I was on the phone to him. That's malicious.
Why
am I telling you during your breakup, during your heartbreak?
Like, my heart is breaking.
It's heartbreak season. And I'm telling you.
and you know that
there's something shady about it. So I would say to her, don't tell her you can't be friends with him, but I'd just be like, do you know what, I don't want to know. That's what I would tell her. Be like, do you know what, if she goes to tell you about him, just be like, to be honest, I don't
want to
know.
I want you to keep that friendship
just
separate.
Just keep it over there. That's what I would do.
Instead he petted my emotions and you made me cry.
Next dilemma.
Look what you
hey
did
guys
to me.
I love the podcast.
Thank you.
I am 24 years old and only recently started dating my first boyfriend.
Cute.
I wanted to wait until I found someone worth my time.
Okay.
My boyfriend, 33, is great.
And great. He's a man friend. Weird. Yeah.
He's a man friend.
He is great. We have an amazing connection and he's very supportive and sweet. Oh. He is North African and comes from a very religious Muslim family.
Okay.
But he himself isn't religious at all and he describes himself as an atheist.
Okay.
His family was disappointed with him abandoning Islam when he was a teenager, but they still accept him.
Okay.
My family are white, upper class, highly educated intellectuals who have no friends or acquaintances of colour.
Fun. It's all going so well. Shit, are you allowed to listen to us?
They're
going to
hate us.
They have never met my boyfriend and I'm not planning on introducing them soon.
Okay.
But when the time does come, I want to be prepared or prepare my boyfriend for them.
Okay.
He knows I don't have a great relationship with them because I'm not highly educated and have a minimum wage job.
Okay.
My parents do know about him and his background and their initial reaction wasn't good. But at the same time, they told me they trusted my judgment in people. Even though I've told them that he is not religious, they keep bringing up Islam.
Even if he was, like, exactly. So why do you have to? So but anyway, yeah.
And keep referring to him as my Muslim boyfriend.
Yeah, so they're totally
racist.
And it's unfair. Yeah.
My aunt is a plain racist and doesn't like him being non-white.
Okay.
So she also thinks that he is lying to me about not being Muslim. What? What's so he can brainwash me and convert me to Islam when I'm sleeping.
Oh, fuck your aunt, Bertha. I'm sorry. Fuck your aunt,
Bertha.
My dilemma Aunt Sally's is, a dickhead, do you know what I mean? I like, I just hear her as well.
Yeah. And when you're sleeping,
you know,
he's going to turn
sleeping,
you to.
Like, I ain't being funny.
You idiot. Yeah. You actual idiot.
They brainwash you when you're sleeping.
How
I read
can you
it.
You be highly educated and still be so stupid.
I saw it in Daily Mail.
I read it. Exactly. I read it in Daily Mail.
Exactly.
OK Magazine said that Muslims are out brainwashing.
Yeah.
No.
And yet they're highly educated.
Yeah.
They're not. They're idiots.
My dilemma is, should I warn him about my family or am I making it worse for him by preparing him? What is my place as the girlfriend with a privileged and
xenophobic. I knew you was gonna struggle.
Thanks for that, Ben. Xenophobic family. I don't want to make him feel uncomfortable, but at the same time, I don't want to pretend that everything is great when it's not. Thank you so much.
Absolutely, give him a heads up.
Literally,
you owe him
this
that.
Email,
don't
copy and paste it.
Yeah, don't let him walk into the lions then, please.
Yeah. Don't do that.
And that's mad.
Do you know why the reason you owe him that? Because he has the right to decide whether he wants to be put
in
that
situation
or not.
Yeah.
Exactly. And to be with
you.
Like, I'm sorry, I'm not going to be having a good day, skipping along, and then suddenly I'm ambushed by your racist family.
Yeah,
I'm going to need some preparation for that.
Uh-huh.
He actually has basically a human right to know what he's walking into. And this is the thing about people in mixed relationships. Like, you can't sweep this shit under the carpet.
You can't.
Like, do you know what
you
I mean?
Love is sweet.
Love is sweet and it's all of that stuff, but you have to get real about
the reality.
If you're
going to date someone that's from a different like culture from you, religion from you, race from you, you have to prepare to have difficult conversations.
Yeah.
Don't be like, oh, love is mine. You can't all lives matter the relationship, hun. Talk it out.
Exactly.
Especially if your family are racists.
Mm-hmm. Like,
or Islamophobic. You have to. You can't just like allow love to smudge over the racism. Sometimes love don't be smudging over. Most times love don't smudge over racism. Racism is strong. It doesn't give a shit about love. Mm-hmm.
And the reason why I think it's important that like mixed couples talk about this stuff is because I think sometimes what people tend to do is they tend to like, if you've got like racist family members or whatever, they tend to give that one individual a pass, but they'll still be saying and having racist thoughts. Like, no, like that doesn't wash with me. Like, you're not going to sit there and be like, I like you, but the rest of you,
you're
can
the
fuck
good
up.
Muslim.
And
I
think that a lot of people kind of have that in their relationship.
And do you know why? I can see that's coming because she keeps saying, I keep saying he's not religious.
Yeah,
he's not religious.
Yeah,
like, oh, like, you know, you can you can allow him.
What's it to you and them?
Exactly.
And also, I think people keep forgetting that whilst you're in a relationship, you look towards the future. And if you want to, if you see yourself with this person, that means you end up having kids with them. Mm-hmm. So now my kids,
exactly.
What kind of thing are you going to portray to them? Like, exactly. What kind of like racist?
Even if you don't want kids, like someone, I shouldn't have to feel uncomfortable at Sunday dinner thinking that your aunt might tell me that because I've passed her the gravy.
I've put Islam in it.
Exactly.
She's having roast turkey with side of Islam. That? I'm not on it. I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that with you. Mm-mm. There's no amount of love. There is no amount of love that makes me stay with someone whose family is racist, xenophobic, or xenophobic, or anything. I'm not on it.
I wasn't put on this life to be racially abused by anybody.
For what?
I wasn't put on this earth to be racially abused by anyone's family because for whatever reason.
For what?
Me, I am not doing it. But, you know, you need to get real about it.
And then also, if we're going to be a long term, it's going to be a thing. Okay, he's not religious. Like, he keep emphasising, which annoys me a little bit.
Yep.
His family are, though. Exactly. And your family's not going to meet.
Eventually. You're not, you don't live in a bubble.
It's a long term thing.
Exactly. Like, relationships are never isolated.
Oh, so what? They can be okay. He can be the good Muslim. The good non-Muslim, should I say. But his family, I don't know about them.
Exactly. Because they're going to now tolerate disrespect.
Yeah,
like,
fuck that.
No, like...
But he has to tell him.
But then doesn't it make her suffer then?
Yeah, okay.
Well, it's the bed you have to lie in.
But it's not her fault.
It's not her fault.
Okay, that's what I say. She has to tell him.
Yeah, she has to give him the heads up.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Do you know what? If we didn't live in a racist world, then everybody would just be able to do what they wanted to do and love would just be love. But unfortunately, we do live in a racist world. And when you're in an interracial relationship, like, I know people that are in interracial relationships that are not having these conversations. They're just pretending that,
it's gonna come up, man.
I can't do that. Even in my Nigerian, Sierra Leonean, Ghanaian relationship, there's battles. Do you know what I mean? So much less anything else. So it just comes with the territory.
She just has to tell him. I'm not saying that they should break up on him. She has to tell him. And then she has to give him the option to prepare himself and realize if his love is, it can overcome racism. Because I know mine can't.
And then also, I just want to emphasize, I also don't think it's racist when people say that they date on that within their own. Do you know what I mean? Like,
why is that? If that's the case, I'm a fucking racist.
Do you know what I mean? Because I think sometimes that does get misconstrued in the conversation. I don't think that's racist at all, but there's definitely levels. Like, there's one thing being like, don't fucking bring those blacks over here. Do you know what? I just prefer to date someone that looks like me. I just prefer to keep to my own. I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
The same way I can say I only date black men, I think a white man can say I only date white women, I think an Asian woman can say anybody can do whatever the hell they want to do.
Did you see that thing on Twitter?
No.
It was just bizarre. So it was basically like some like group thing. And there was like people from all different races and walks of life. And then the white guy was just like, I don't really find black girls attractive.
That's okay.
I prefer white girls.
Yeah.
And then there was like some like lefty, something like liberal. And she was just like, no, you know, that's so wrong. Like, blah, blah, blah. And I was just like, you can't force the man to find us attractive. I don't find him attractive.
Yeah,
like, it's really not that deep.
I'm not offended by that at all.
And you could tell he was trying to find the nicest way of putting it. Like, I'm not being racist. I just don't want to date a black girl.
And that's
completely fine. And I feel like you can't.
And then
by the end of it, he was like, next time I won't say that I'm not attracted to black girls. I'll just say, and I was just like, this is so cringe.
I always find people's fight funny. I think when there's fight involves white approval, it makes me roll my eyes.
Oh my god, honestly, stop like, trying to force people
like
to
as
things.
In like I'm fighting for this so that white people can find me attractive. I don't give a
but
fuck
but like, it's not by force.
Yeah, like
we don't even want him.
I am not fighting for white people's approval.
You don't have to. You don't have to find me attractive.
Like,
you don't have to search for black people on porn.
Honestly, you don't have to search for, you don't have to do any of that.
Search for what you want.
Please do whatever you want. When it comes to attraction and who you want to be, but that's none of my fucking business. There's many of things I'm fighting for. Honestly, I'd rather you not be racist towards me.
That's it. We can all be, you know, we can coexist and not be racist and not date each other, you know. It's fine.
Hun. Right, next dilemma. Hey girls, your podcast is fantastic. And after every listen, I come away feeling a little more empowered. Yeah, girl power. You guys are the girlfriends I've always wanted.
Yeah.
My girlfriend. My dilemma is regarding my ex, who I've had a baby with while still in uni at 18. He's a fantastic dad and still really involved with his now 4-year-old child. And to be honest, we are still really good friends.
Yes!
I have zero romantic attachment to him and really want to see him do well with some other ladies. Uh-huh. This is a good person and deserves love.
You want to set up your baby father? Sweet.
I've been with my partner for over 3 years and we've known each other since secondary school. We live together and he's amazing and respectful of the whole situation. In fact, the three of us still hang out. and have days out of our little boy. Right. Are you not rich?
He's got two dads. And that's really sweet.
I love this.
My ex has dated a girl for a long time, but we never met her and she refused to meet our little boy.
Oh, what a bitch.
No, I think that's fair.
She doesn't have to, is that?
Yeah. Two years in, while she's moving in with him, she still refused to meet his child. Okay, that's a bit mad. I would instead go off and do her own thing whenever my ex would have a day with our son. Okay, that's a little weird.
You don't have to babysit, but shouldn't meet the boy.
I had personally messaged her and asked if she fancied a coffee or something to see that I'm not as scary as she might be worried as I am. And instead...
Uh-huh.
As I am. And instead cursed me out. Said she wasn't going to be seen as a young mum. Well, she's mad.
No, seen with a young mum.
Seen with a young mum. Oh, wow.
No,
start of a string of things she did, including her ducking. I assume she meant fucking, but...
Yeah.
Oh, no, she meant ducking.
No, she meant ducking. The first time it was intentional. Yeah.
It is.
Including her ducking behind the till when I had gone in a shop.
What the hell?
I didn't even know she worked in. And us being invited to the same wedding where she ran to the toilet and started screaming that I had to leave.
What's wrong with her?
Nah.
Her parents never knew my little boy existed. That's why. And honestly, the whole situation has me tired. They broke up recently. And what I want to know is, should I even bother with the next girl that comes along if it's just what it's going to be like? I'd like to know who's with my daughter, with my child when I'm not. And I understand I can't accept everyone to be friends, but how can I make the next girl know that I honestly mean no harm? No harm. And I can't say that word. No harm. No harm.
No harm.
No harm. And understand how difficult parenting can be when you're in a new situation. Thank you, guys. You're amazing. I can't wait for your future episodes. It was just that girl.
Yeah, I think this is an isolated situation.
Yeah, it was just that girl. Yeah.
Anybody else that was in that scenario would... I would like to think they would be welcome this with open arms.
This is the best case scenario I'm in.
The mother is welcoming. She's encouraging of your relationship.
Yes, I am.
She doesn't care. You're happy. You're doing your own thing. Mm-hmm. All you care about is you're concerned about your child.
She's want to know
what kind of person they're about.
Exactly.
You are the perfect situation. You are the situation that anyone that's dating a guy with kids would want. So keep on doing you. I don't want you to change what you're doing because you're not doing anything wrong. That girl was just a freak and she had her own issues.
Yeah, and the issue was that... clearly her parents didn't know.
Yeah.
So maybe her parents didn't want her to be with anyone that had a kid or whatever. Exactly. So she didn't want to be around that. And it sounds like you're from a small town if you're running from each other, running into each other. So I just think she just didn't want that.
Yeah.
And that was on her. I think the next girl
I don't think the next girl would be like that.
Yeah.
Right. So I think you should do what you do.
Like, I understand that people want to switch energies because of how people give to them.
Definitely.
But like, if the next girl's giving you positive vibes, you don't need to be like, oh, I'm going to be wherever you're, whatever. You have every right to meet the person that your child's going to be around.
Oh, absolutely. 100%.
Don't let this girl ruin that for you.
Yeah.
No, so the next girl that comes along, when your son's dad feels it's an appropriate time for her to meet you, then that will happen naturally, and I'm sure it will go perfectly fine. But I'm so glad to read that. I love that. That makes me feel really, really good because sometimes, even when I post like my baby daddy and that, people are like, "Oh my god, you guys are friends and you're not romantically involved with each other." And I'm like, "Yeah, it happens, you know."
Yeah, no, it's good. It's the best way.
I'd be like that if I had a baby for someone
famous. Me too. It's the best.
no, you let me lie.
I just got the last bit. Yeah, because you want those checks to continue to roll.
Why?
Because the checks should continue to roll. I'm not going to jeopardize my checks.
I'm doing it with someone famous. If I have you with someone famous, I'm keeping it.
I'll just keep it shtum, you know. Like, you won't hear me.
No,
talking.
You should keep it shtum anyway.
Yeah, no,
guys.
You should. But when there's checks.
Do you know what? It's not my situation. God forbid, and that's it.
Yeah,
because I won't be a good. I won't. God has not made me like that. I would not. I promise you, man. I'll be a mess.
Yeah, I'm gonna need to see records and shit.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
Okay.
Oh God.
One more.
One more.
Okay, cool. Hey girls, I've literally listened to every single podcast you've ever done and want to thank you for all the laughs on the bus you've all given me.
Oh, thank you.
So I need help. Gonna keep this short. Basically, I get married in 4 weeks to my soulmate. He's everything I've ever wanted in a man. We're literally best friends. I've never had a relationship so good, and I knew when I met him I wanted to be with him forever.
Forever.
But the last few months, the universe has been seriously testing me. As soon as you guys want to move mad, you blame the universe.
Every single time someone wants to hoe out, it's the universe or Mercury. Every time.
Or the full moon.
I keep having mad dreams like every night about other boys, including my exes and Tinder dates, you know, making me wake up feeling bad. And then to top things off, I've seen three of them at work in the last couple of weeks. After like 3 years of not seeing them, one of them is my boy. I always used to go back to... in between every ex, the one I used to secretly chat to. Basically, the absolute fuck boy that you think you're in love with. I haven't spoken to him since meeting my partner now, which is a big deal to me. But obviously, guess who walks past me at work?
Where do you guys work that you don't know that he's working there?
Like she might be in a shop or something.
Oh yeah, true.
But guess who walks past me at work? I nearly died. And then messages me something random on Snapchat.
Block it, didn't even open it.
I don't know why it's affected me so much, but I just can't stop thinking about him. And maybe it's because it's because we never really had closure.
Will you get married
to this thing he has going on for 4 years? I would never want to be in a relationship with him, and I absolutely love my relationship now. But why would I? But why do I keep having him at the back of my mind? Why is the universe? Why is the universe playing with me? Sorry if this makes no sense. It makes all the sense. But my brain is honestly about to burst between this and wedding planning. And now I'm thinking the universe is trying to give me a sign.
Oh, the universe!
Or is it just testing the shit out of me?
The universe is busy right now. Steve.
The universe is moving mad, basically. Nah, do you know what? I think this is...
It's just post-wedding.
I think it's just pre-wedding jitters. I think this is pre-wedding jitters. I think you're reading into it more because you're getting married, so everything just seems more heightened.
Yeah.
Because if you were just in a relationship, I don't think you would care this much. I don't think you'd be that pressed. Like, but... You know, as much as we laugh about the universe, I do think that certain things do happen to you before you get married. Like, these things happen. Do you know what I mean? Like, you know, you're bumping into an ex just before your wedding and stuff like that. It's honestly, it is a kind of like a test. And you just have to push through it and just get over it. You will get over it. Like, you haven't seen this person in so long. He's popping up now all of a sudden for whatever reason.
Randomly.
Like, don't. And you've already said that he's not the kind of boy you would want to be with. He's not the kind of guy you would want to be with anyway. So you have to remember why you didn't fuck with him in the first place. And you just have to keep on remembering all of that stuff. And that should hopefully keep you motivated. Like, don't throw away what you're about to have with this amazing guy. Everything you said about your fiance, he sounds so amazing, over just a random ex. It's just not worth it at all. Do you know what I mean?
And but think it's just how a coincidence. That ended as well. Like... Mm. Obviously, like, it was just a fuck boy that you was banging in between here and there. Mm. Why would you go back to that?
Yeah, exactly. Why would you leave your amazing husband that's got all these wonderful qualities for a fuck boy that did you so dirty when you guys were together?
But the sex was so good.
Do you know what I mean? I bet the sex wasn't even that good. I bet the sex wasn't even that good. Usually, when you like a guy, you convince yourself.
Tony, why are you imagining bare shit?
I'm imagining shit.
I'm staring in his face.
I'm saying that I've grown married people's business. I'm not a married woman, so I'm letting Audrey take
that. She's not married yet, so you can talk freely.
But I low-key think it is a bit of a test. I'm not going to lie. Because she was saying she hasn't seen him in 3 years and something just popped up. So I think there is an element of that to it. But I just think you have to keep on remembering why you're marrying the person that you're marrying. And just remember that that person was just a bit of fun, was just a bit of excitement. And he's not husband material, so don't jeopardise what you have in it. That's all I'll say.
Okay. Next dilemma.
Perfecto. Okay, so I'm not sure if this is where you send in situationships, but let's get to it. So let's dive in. Okay, so
she said, please don't bet out my email. When have we ever
lucy.feruja
@hotmail.com
sent us this? When has that ever happened? 12.
But anyway.
Okay, so me and this girl who I consider my best friend, or another sisters, we bonded instantly and we had that click. This boy has liked her for the past 2.5 years, but she has always rejected him, claiming she liked him, but doesn't want to go out with him. Me and this boy became friends last year and we started talking and growing closer, and dumb me caught feelings. My friend has always said to me, if I like him, it's okay, but I know he deserves better than her and I feel like we would be perfect together. I've never told him about my feelings for him because I'm insecure about my body and I don't believe...
Not even because of your friend, you know, but because of your body. It's mad.
And I don't believe I should be in a relationship until I love myself. But my friend has told him.
My friend has told him
that she thinks he likes me when I know he doesn't. Another part of me Another part is that people have told me not to trust my friend because she is snaky.
No, you're just trying to find excuses because you want to ride that dude. Okay, let's just be very clear.
What should I do? Is one girl's trash another one's treasure? And how do I get rid of my feelings? P.S. I'm 15.
Oh, sweet Jesus. She's not writing anybody's dick. She's 15.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry.
Oh, my God. Sweet Jesus.
Oh, this is just a little
part. We are so inappropriate. Why do you guys listen to us? We're so sorry.
I wish you said you were 15 first.
Yeah. Please. Put that early on. Don't tell me all of that. I say, PS, I'm 15, exactly. Sis. Let me be ready to talk to a youth.
Innit?
That was a big PS. I'm 15 and I love your podcast. Mom.
Same. Like, same. If I had a kid at her age, I'd be her mum.
I would have been 16 when I had her. And so I'm still low-key grown.
Yeah, we're so sorry we said that. This just sounds like some school shit, to be honest.
Yeah,
it is some school shit. It is some school shit.
You'll get over it.
Okay,
but as much as they're young,
I don't want to invalidate her feelings. Okay,
feelings are feelings.
So the situation is, her and her friend kind of like this boy.
Yeah.
I mean, we've all been there in school.
Absolutely.
Where it's like, do you remember them school where you used to talk to him because you're trying to hook him up with your friend and suddenly you start liking him?
That used to happen to me.
Actually, no, that's a relationship when I was 14.
On my thing,
but I literally started the relationship when I was 14. I kind of lie. I was talking to him because my friend fancied him. I was trying to hook them up and then I fell in love. And then
next thing you know, I loved him. Next thing you know, he's mine.
I mean, I should have let her have that one. Fucking hell. I'd have dodged so many bullets. But I think you should both leave him alone.
Yeah, I think just forget it. The feelings will pass. I don't think it's worth ruining or ending a friendship over a smelly boy.
Focus.
Do you know what I mean? There's plenty of boys to go around. Do you know what? Find friends so you can have one each.
And not only that, there's time.
Yeah, bare time.
There's time. There's bare time. You don't need to be focusing on that.
This one
guys
guy.
Are shit.
There's so many out there.
Yeah, and also the whole your friend being snaky. If that's not just an excuse for you to like the boy.
Exactly.
If you maybe don't be friends with someone that you think is snaky, but also, that sounds like an excuse because you want to like her friend.
Unless she's done something to you, there has to be something concrete. Like, people can't just be coming to you and saying she's snaky and because you fancy someone, you want to believe it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Your friend hasn't done anything to you as of yet. So when she does, you've got the snaky thing in the back of your mind.
Yeah.
And keep it there, but don't treat her badly based off of something that she hasn't
15 is a funny age for friendship though, isn't it? Because
it really is.
Yeah,
it's a defining
it's
moment.
From secondary school going into college.
Yeah, where are you at 15? What year?
You're in year 10. And that feels like you're a big girl when you're in 10.
Yeah, year 10's big. Yeah, in my school, we had a separate whole different building.
Yeah, in year 10, you're a big girl. So it's a funny stage for friendship. And it's kind of I remember in school, there used to be this girl in my friendship group and she'd get really cozy with every guy, every girl fancied. Just kind of she used to always try to get whoever you like
her. It's because they want to prove that they can get the guy.
It was just something she did all the time. If you fancy someone, she would just go, she's like their best friend.
Yeah, exactly.
When did this happen?
Someone told me this.
And then that's saying, do you like my friend? And that's he said he doesn't like you.
They only do it to come back and say he doesn't like you.
Yeah, and that might be just what her thing is. I just say you should both leave him. If it's going to mess up your friendship and if you love your friend, it's just not worth it.
Friends not worth it at all.
More important than guys.
Yes.
100%.
So yeah.
15, that's so cute.
That is a cute age. One more, are we done?
We're done.
I think we're done.
We're done? Okay, cool. That is it for this episode of
Sure Is.
Yo Recebos.
You do.
If you guys have any dilemmas, questions, situations, please email us at keeptherereceipts@gmail.com. That's keeptherereceipts@gmail.com. The emails are definitely a lot easier than our DMs.
Absolutely.
Yes. Just because we all have an eye on it. If you guys have any answers to any of the receipts that we've got today, if you've got any helplines, for example the one in Nigeria, or just can be helpful, please be helpful and use the hashtag the receipts hashtag in giving your suggestions.
Absolutely.
Your knowledge, because we don't know everything,
as you guys really know.
So that will be great. We're all a sisterhood and a
we family
basically, because it's not just sisters. We're a massive family, and
Get your underbelly tickets as well, by the way.
Yes.
I thought you were talking about
underbelly. I thought you were talking about
actual belly. I just looked down. Are you all right?
Yeah, I know my jeans are doing the underbelly in London, South Bank, because culture shit.
Exactly. We fancy, huh?
And I was looking at the thing. I think we might be the only people that are not white, which is nuts.
Oh, sick.
I mean, it's not sick.
Right. I mean, it's good for us, but it's not great for the world.
But yeah. So let's fill it out then, because then it can actually give more people spaces.
Exactly.
But yeah, get those tickets.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and sorry, really quickly, just to the lady that DM'd me about your delivery guy knocking too hard and that it's annoying you. Just tell him. Just tell him not to knock too hard. Say that you're on your day off and you don't need him knocking mad hard and that he should just knock more gentle. That's my advice.
All right, it's been your girl, Tolly T.
Audrey, formerly known as Ghana's Finest.
And your mama, Sita Melena Sanchez. And
yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Bye,